And after dinner, you say, now I must wet the dishes. I must
wash.
And you tell, hold, maybe you hold the dish under clear water after you've washed it. You say you're going to
rinse it.
All right. And and then you use this to get the water off the dish.
Dry it.
With a
dish towel.
Okay. And something you might use on your face when you wash it.
Washcloth. All
right. And you dry it with a
towel.
And the water at the sink comes out the
faucet.
Yeah. And how about on the side of the house?
Spigot.
And how about on a barrel?
It's a spigot.
Okay, fine. Now if you were pouring sugar or something from a larger container into a smaller one, you might pour it through something that looks like this.
A funnel.
Okay, and something you might crack to, where's your horse on?
A whip.
All right, and if you were going to buy, if you went to buy a dozen oranges at the store, the grocer might put them in a
bag.
A
sack
or
a paper bag.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that called anything else?
No. In a paper bag. I mean, it's just that they come in different kind of bags. You know, like sometimes they're already in a knitted like bag.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. But now it's plastic, so you still call it
sure.
a bag.
Did you ever hear it called a poke?
Yeah.
Now, is that, did your parents use that term too?
I think my grandparents, my grandmother did more than anybody. She
mm-hmm.
would always say, go find the poke so I can put these things in.
I see. And something, now we talked about this before, that something you put the, you might have a spigot on this.
Barrel.
You know. And then if you had 100 pounds of potatoes or something, they might come in a great big.
A crocus sack.
Okay. And the, did you ever hear that called anything else?
Let me see. Yeah. Let me see. That's not what my grandparents called it at all. Not a crocus sack. They, they called it something else, but it wasn't crocus sack. Let me see.
Called a toe sack.
Yeah, a toe sack. Anytime something big, they were going to put, like when my grandfather would go get a watermelon, he'd say, bring me the toe sack so I can bring the watermelon
mm-hmm.
back in here.
I see. Okay. Now, the amount of corn or meal that you might take to the mill at the same time, you might be able to carry at one time, you might call that a
bushel.
All right. And then up here, here you have fluorescent lights, but in a regular lamp you might have
light bulbs.
All right. And if you were going to hang clothes out in the yard after you wash them, you might carry them out in the
tub.
Or out there.
Laundry basket.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fine. Now, something like a, this is just like a barrel, really, except it's much smaller. Nails sometimes come in these things.
Nail. A keg.
Sure. And things that go around a barrel that keep the staves in place.
The hoops.
Yeah. And something you put in top of a in the top of a bottle after you've opened it.
A cork.
Okay. And a musical instrument you blow on.
Harp.
Did you ever hear that called anything else?
Harmonica.
Okay. What your remember what your grandparents called it?
No, I don't remember them. I was going to say juice harp, but that's a different thing altogether.
Did you ever hear them call it a French harp?
No, they used to always just call it a harp.
Okay, and something you drive nails with is a
hammer.
And the part of a wagon that goes up between two horses?
The spokes.
Well, yeah. Now this is your
tongue.
Yeah, do you know what that is with the wagon?
It's the handle?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I guess.